East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, hi, Eric. I'm in Florida, but I don't know Cleveland that well. But I've had dreams about a nuclear power plant in Cleveland, and that there's going to be like a Chernobyl take place in Cleveland on a nuclear power plant. It's going to be from vibrations off of jet planes at a nearby airport, of all things.
Well,
that caused cracks.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that weird? I hope they've got a power plant because that's where it's from. It's always Cleveland, Ohio in my dreams.
Okay. And you believe that...
That'll happen this year.
Vibrations and cracks that have not been detected caused by aircraft and that kind of thing.
And it will be actually like a Chernobyl. It's going to be really bad.
That would be really, really bad.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a good night. Now, I wonder, if you look at the predictions made so far, and those made for the previous year, like the news in the major media, hardly anything good is predicted, right? You ever notice that parallel? We're always talking about how the news is always, for the most part, I don't know, 95% negative or something, right? So are our predictions. It simply may be the nature of people and news. Good news is not promulgated, even though it occurs and people note it one way or the other. It's not really, I don't know, for some reason, it's the bad stuff that captures people's imaginations. But you ever wonder about that? Why? Why just the bad stuff? West of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Howdy. What is your first name and where art thou?
I'm Miles, and I'm in Wasilla, Alaska.
Wasilla, Alaska. Excellent. Welcome to the program. You're on.
Okay. I've got a prediction.
Yes.
I think in 2005... they'll either capture or kill a Sasquatch, and there'll be, you know, definite proof, and it'll get a scientific name and be documented.
In other words, Bigfoot discovered.
Exactly. I mean, you know, not just a myth anymore, but they'll actually find one.
Well, that's a good prediction. I think there's a rather large likelihood of that. I mean, there have been all kinds of really good photographs lately, you know, of these things in Florida. So
exactly.
So there really is something out there. There sure is something out there, and it's very likely eventually one will get killed or discovered.
Exactly.
Unless it's the world of the paranormal.
No, it'll be the world of the normal.
And what do you think, since I've got you on the line on the subject, what do you think it will turn out to be? Will it be a missing link kind of creature that's managed to hide itself for all these years, or what will it turn out to be?
I think it'll be just nothing more than like a large ape that's just real rare.
Yes, but with some human attributes of intelligence, something beyond the general ape?
Well, you know, they've got the apes and the monkeys and stuff that are using tools, so, I mean...
That's true, but I've still, to have stayed this well hidden for this long, it's got to be pretty bright.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. I think it'll just be a large ape that they've never discovered before.
Saying I don't know is just fine. Thank you very much, sir.
All right.
Take care. All right, so there you go. It's quite specific. Some sort of Bigfoot discovered. Well, I think that is quite likely. Very, very interesting. See, the quality of the predictions is rising almost... beyond belief here. International Line, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Where are you?
In British Columbia, Termine here. How are you doing?
Just fine, sir.
All right. I got a nice simple one.
Okay.
October 2005. Iraqi elections delayed second time.
What happens?
Iraqi elections delayed the second time.
Oh, so... okay. Iraq elections delayed. For a second time.
Yeah.
So you think there is no chance at all that they're going to have the elections as presently scheduled?
I predict it won't happen till past October.
All right. Got you. Thank you very much, and take care. All the way from British Columbia. Well, that certainly is possible, isn't it? They're saying that any election, even if it doesn't manage to get all the people voting because there are areas still held by insurgents, at least it is an election. If it's not perfect, it's an election, like democracy, which is not perfect. So we'll see. The schedule is certainly there. First time caller line, you are on the air. Hello. Hello. You would have been on the air, but you're not speaking. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hey, Art.
Hey.
Paul from Augusta, Georgia.
Yes, Paul.
I don't know if this is exactly a prediction or not, but that...
Well, it's got to be exactly a prediction, actually.
Well, it is, but the comet that they're going to send that satellite to and everything, it's going to alter something. I don't know if the repercussions I have anything to do with 2005, but they certainly will probably have something to do with everything, especially when they return back to that Oort cloud.
All right. How about if I put comet dust bad news?
Bumping into other ones and everything.
Well, we're doing all sorts of things. We've got a couple of... trajectories are going to take it right, we're going to smack right into the comet, and then when I think another is capturing comet debris and bringing it back intact to Earth, and there are a lot of people that were, you know, are with good reason concerned about that.
Well, you know, the Oort cloud, I mean, going out of the solar system is one thing, but making a loop right there in the Oort cloud and then bumping into each other, that's how they get started anyway on their thing. Mm. But did anybody get the orbitation of that Temple 1 is a periodic return?
Oh, I don't know.
That's the only thing. I didn't find anything about it on it or anything.
Yeah, I can't answer that for you. But as far as your prediction about bad news with regard to comet dust or whatever we bring back from a comet, that is quite likely as well. I'm sure they'll take every precaution with what they bring back. And they also have plans, by the way, to go to Mars and pick some Mars stuff up and bring it back to Earth, too. You know, they should think really hard about that. And I'm sure they're going to look very carefully at whatever they bring back. But I don't know. It's concerning. I suppose you could argue that things crash and burn to Earth all the time, that within them might carry microorganisms, and so we're at risk anyway. And you might have a good point. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hello.
Yes, I want to predict that a semi-tractor trailer will blow up in a large city.
Where?
In a large city, like New York or L.A.
Are you a semi-tractor trailer driver?
I am, and they're not regulated or inspected enough.